Well, with a week still to go in November, the United States has already seen 3 million new people infected with the coronavirus. It's a quarter of the country's total cases recorded in just 21 days. The surge is straining hospitals. At the world-renowned Mayo Clinic, there's news that more than 900 workers have tested positive for COVID-19 over a two-week period in November. Dr. Laura Breer is an occupational health specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Dr. Breer, welcome. And tell us first about these numbers, which must have been as alarming to you as it was to everybody else.
So we've been tracking this since the onset of the pandemic, and in some ways it was surprising, in others it wasn't, because we know that there is a surge across the Midwest happening. So it was not especially surprising when our employees started testing positive from those exposures that they're having in their household and community.
Well, maybe you saw it coming, but 900, the number itself is large. Were those employees at different Mayo campuses across the Midwest?
Yes. It is a large number of healthcare workers, and I can appreciate that that stood out to many people. But we also have many, many healthcare workers across our Midwest campuses. So we have 68,000 staff across the U.S., as well as 55,000 across the Midwest alone. And those numbers include not just healthcare workers that are working in our hospitals and clinics, but also healthcare workers that are telecommuting.
That is good context. Dr. Amy Williams, Dean of Clinical Practice at Mayo, said that 93% of the infected staff did not catch the virus at work. How do you know that?
So we interview every person that tests positive for COVID, staff members, as well as students, volunteers, contractors, to determine if they had an exposure to someone with COVID-19, as well as if they had any exposure to a patient, if they had any breach in PPE. And so we've been very carefully assessing that since the onset of the pandemic. So I looked this morning, and less than 5% of infections right now were from a confirmed exposure within our campuses. And that's because the vast majority of those happened early on, before we knew a lot about this, before universal masking. So the recent infections, the vast, vast majority of those are happening in the community and households.
Well, what does that suggest to you? Does it say that people are letting their guard down once they get outside the hospital?
There are some situations where people will go to a public setting and we can control our own mask use, but where we can't be confident that other people will be wearing their masks, that becomes a risk for transmission to us. The other things that we've been seeing are an increase in household transmissions. Recently, in the past month, just under 30%, 27% of our known positive infections are from a confirmed household exposure. That can happen because college students are coming home and they've been exposed on campus and subsequently develop COVID, or children participating in sports events or things like that. This is so widespread now that it's not just being transmitted from people taking risks. It's also being transmitted because it's infiltrating our households. And once it gets into a household, it's kind of hard to escape it. So I think that's why it's very, very important that we all practice precautions and assume every single person we encounter might have COVID.
So throughout the course of this pandemic, we've been talking about a shortage of hospital beds, a shortage of ventilators and protective equipment. Now that the virus really starts to be taking off this fall and into the winter, we're talking about a shortage of hospital staff here. So what does all of this mean for the level of care inside your hospitals to have that many people infected?
So when we look across our Midwest practice, today we have 1,700 employees that are either out due to COVID infection or have restrictions due to exposure. So that's impacting our staffing. What we found recently is, especially since these exposures are happening in the household and the community, it's unpredictable where those infections will happen. I know that right now we are doing many things to ensure adequate staffing, including some of our colleagues from our Arizona and Florida practices coming to the Midwest to help staff our hospitals. Our doors are open right now. It's very safe to come get care, but I think that it's also very important that we all come together right now and start practicing those precautions so that the situation doesn't get worse. We know that masking works, social distancing works. And so we can't give up on those precautions just due to a vaccine on the horizon. Even once vaccines are available, it will take months and months to vaccinate the U.S. population.
That's Dr. Laura Breer, an occupational health specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Doctor, thank you. Stay safe. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.